Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. Kathy's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and the person we turn to when we want to get better at moving our business forward with the help of social media. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm excited to be here today.
It's good to have you back, and always a pleasure. Kathy, I was telling the audience before you got here that I know this day is coming, but I'm looking forward to the day when we don't talk about social media. We don't have a social... While you and I are trying to help small business owners develop a social media strategy, I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have a social media strategy. We just have a marketing strategy, and social media is part of the deal. What do you think?
Well, I think it always has been. It takes time for people to understand that it needs to be a part of it.
Integrated. We can't integrate something we aren't good at that isn't functioning. But it's like we've got two different universes going on. We got the regular marketing, then we got the social media marketing. So until that happens, though, until we can get them fully integrated where they're all, it's sort of seamless between the two in our minds and in our execution, what's the best way to things to do and things not to do to promote our business with social media?
Well, I think that the important thing is we have to look at it the same way we would look at every other type of marketing, and be very targeted in what we're doing so that we don't just jump on every type of social network out there, but we be very strategic.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk, and of course, before you can do that, you have to understand what the different resources, the different platforms, the different programs offer, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, each one has a very specific demographic. And so on Facebook, you're going to have more of a B2C or business to community or
right.
consumer, where LinkedIn, you're going to have more business to business. And you have to know who are you targeting and how is this the right platform
mm-hmm.
for me to be on?
Yeah, if you're business to business, you probably, I wouldn't say you shouldn't have a Facebook fan page, but that's probably not going to be where you're going to connect with your best prospects, right?
I agree. I think that everyone needs to be able to focus in on where is their customer at. And it's the same thing when you're doing any type of marketing. You really want to focus on and be wherever your customer is.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, all right. What do we need to do about integrating? I mean, about taking these platforms and finding a way to cross purpose things we already have. I mean, I'd like to get people to understand that their customer list is a social media community that they just haven't. They just haven't made all the connections with.
And I see it as just, how do you communicate with them? Just another communication channel. And we have to look at it that way. And many times we view a social platform as something you broadcast from, but it really is about engagement as opposed to broadcasting.
Tell the audience what you mean when you say engagement. We hear that word a lot, and it ought to be intuitive, but it might not be. What do you mean?
I mean having conversations with the customer and having your voice come through so that you're not sounding like an advertisement, mm-hmm. you're sounding like a person. And one of the things is to do is use it for proactive communication mm-hmm. with your audience and your existing clients instead of reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people companies will get caught up in reacting to the conversations that are taking place because they haven't engaged on the front end to really create a rapport or a know, like, and trust factor for the brand.
So communicate, don't manipulate.
Right.
I call it contribute first, contract second. When you're proactive before a person, you even know whether they're a prospect or not, before you even know that they want anything, you're, as a business, you're trying to help them. You're trying to contribute something that would be relevant to them. And the idea is that with enough of that, they start seeing you as somebody they want to do business with.
Exactly.
And that's how that type of selling is way different from the traditional type of selling.
Yes, it is. And it also is something where there has to be some consistency. So you can't just be out there intermittently. You want a consistent message and flow.
Right.
So that they expect it and they can tap into your message and your content.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that takes a plan. And half the time, it's just putting together that plan and that schedule so that it's manageable.
Right.
And then it doesn't become, oh my goodness, I have to make a post.
Right.
And when they
the plan, when they say plan, you mean from the standpoint of contributing. Being proactive with that. But it also, Kathy, requires you to understand what's realistic to expect from the social media activity, right?
Well,
I mean,
if I
run an ad, if I put a salesperson on the street, my first question is, okay, how many people called? How many sales did you get? How many prospects did you find? But if you're going out in the social media world, you don't get to do that, do you?
Well, actually, there are a lot of metrics. Yes, there are. But it's going to be a slower process. It's a different process. You think of it more like networking.
Yeah.
If I'm going out to networking events,
right,
and I'm trying to connect with people.
It's also, think about it, folks, like corn. You want corn, you need it now, go to the store. If you can wait, plant it in the ground and cultivate it. That's the way social media is. 20 after the hour, right back with Kathy Perry. We're going to talk some more about social media after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.